On this edition of Hidden in Plain Sight, we'll be discussing the historic Fort Wayne. If you make your way down to the banks of the Detroit River, just a short distance from the heart of downtown, you'll discover a place where Detroit's story is etched in every stone and every blade of grass, and that is historic Fort Wayne. This isn't just an old military post. It's a living canvas painted with moments from centuries of change, struggle, and hope. Long before any walls or cannons were ever dreamed of, this land was already important. Native peoples called this area home for generations, gathering, trading, and living along the river. Even today, a single ancient burial mound remains on the grounds, a silent testament to the lives and traditions that came before the city itself. As the United States emerged from the American Revolution, Detroit's position on the river made it a place of strategic importance. With Canada just across the water, the city was always on the edge of international tension. By the mid-1800s, as the young nation looked to secure its borders, the decision was made to build a new fort at the river's narrowest point. The result was Fort Wayne, a star-shaped fortress with thick limestone walls designed to stand strong against any threat that might come from across the water. Ironically, by the time Fort Wayne was ready for action, the world had changed. Relations with Britain had improved, and the threat of invasion faded. During the Civil War, the fort took on a new role. Young men from all over Michigan gathered here, drilled in its open spaces, and steeled themselves for the journey to the front lines. The tradition of training and preparation continued for generations. World War II brought a new kind of energy to Fort Wayne. Detroit's factories were humming, producing tanks, trucks, and weapons for the war effort. The fort became a massive supply depot, a hub where parts and vehicles were stored, sorted, and shipped to wherever they were needed. The grounds were alive with activity. Workers, many of them women, stepping into new roles, kept the supplies moving day and night. But Fort Wayne's story isn't just about war. In times of hardship, the fort has always opened its gates to those in need. Consider this. During the Great Depression, people found shelter and work there. After the unrest of 1967, families whose homes had been lost found a temporary refuge within its walls. The fort has always been a place of gathering, whether for safety, for service, or for celebration. As the decades passed and the city changed, the fort's military role faded. The Army gradually handed over most of the land to the city of Detroit. Today, Fort Wayne is a place where history is preserved and shared. Visitors can wander through the original star-shaped fort, peek inside the old limestone barracks, and imagine what life was like for the soldiers who once called this place home. The commanding officer's house, the Spanish-American War guardhouse, and other historic buildings still stand, each with its own story to tell. The site is also home to the Tuskegee Airmen Museum, which honors the legacy of pioneering black pilots who broke barriers during World War II. On weekends, especially when the weather is warm, Fort Wayne comes alive with reenactments, flea markets, soccer games, and community festivals. The ancient burial mound remains a quiet reminder of how deep the roots of this place truly go. And here's something remarkable. For all its walls and watchtowers, Fort Wayne was never actually used in battle. Not a single cannon was fired in defense of the city. Instead, its greatest legacy is one of service, training soldiers, supporting workers, sheltering families, and bringing people together. Today, Fort Wayne stands as a bridge between Detroit's past and its future. It's a place where you can walk through history, learn about the people who built and defended the city, and see how Detroit has always found ways to adapt and endure. As efforts continue to restore and preserve the fort, it remains a powerful symbol of the city's spirit, a place where every visitor can find a piece of Detroit's story and maybe even a bit of their own. And in my case, Fort Wayne sits right at the starting point of Livernois Street off the Detroit River. And Livernois Street is my family's heritage. And historic Fort Wayne is hidden in plain sight.